going on, y'all? It's Joe Suba, baby. Oh, baby, I'm excited. The energy is high, baby. We here. That's one of my favorite songs. It's called Black Ivory. That's the name of the group. It's kind of old school. I'm old school. Anyway, y'all, this is my first podcast. It's called Suba Talks. That's the name of the show. Suba Talks is something that's a spinoff from my Prayer and Juice, which I used to do on my Facebook page. And I would just be talking, you know, Prayer and Juice, and also there's another one called Tea and Talk, which every morning I would get up, have tea, and we would just be talking about topics about staying healthy, about the coronavirus and things we can do to keep our bodies in shape and to keep our health. Sorry, that's not our bodies, but our health and our immune system strong. So this is a spinoff from that. But, you know, I feel like I can do more besides that. So we're going to be talking about politics, which I do a lot of. We're going to be talking about, staying healthy and reference to working out, starting a workout plan, about eating. I'm a vegan, but I don't really like to say vegan. I'm more of a plant-based lifestyle. You know, because vegan is just another thing and people get scared of the whole vegan thing and you're vegan and not looking at it as it's a choice to have a healthy lifestyle. Now, you might hear different things going on in the background because I'm in a closed bunker. I'm in a disclosed area inside of a bunker, which is the hood. I'm in the projects. So you don't get it twisted. Anyway, myself, something about me, I just started off. I'm an actor from Harlem. I did my first film with Roger Corman, and I did an array of other projects and other films and things I have on that's on the table for me right now. And it feels good. You know, every day I feel so blessed to do things that I want to do in life, which we all have. You know, some of us are creators and some of us, we're in the stage of becoming creators because this virus thing has got a lot of people becoming creators, meaning that you're making your own income, you're doing things that you wouldn't do before to establish another income. Because a lot of us now are unemployed. Even as a freelancer, which I am, I have a film company, a videography company, and as a freelancer, you know, there's nothing going on, so there's no money to be made. You know, so I had to switch my gears because I'm a hustler. So I had to switch my gears and start making money doing other things, which we'll get into a little bit later. So anyway, the first topic of the day, right? Because everybody's asking me on my Facebook about how can I build my immune system? There's things you can take, but the first thing you must do to build up your immune system is have a detox. You must detox your body, right? And this is how I first started out too. I was thinking that I could put this good stuff in my body, but all the bad stuff was still in my body. So I had to detox my body first, get out all the bad stuff, and then put all the good stuff in. So what are some of the things you do to detox? I stopped eating all the bad foods, fried foods, chicken, meat, eggs, fat, you know, going to Popeyes. I haven't had Popeyes in over 5 years almost. No meat, no eggs, no cheese, nothing. Straight plant-based, you could say vegan, plant-based, that's what I like to call it. And as I started growing, my body started shifting into becoming stronger, it's like something just came on, meaning that my brain just started clicking and I started absorbing more and I started doing things that I've never thought I would do before. You hear the dog in the background. I can't help that noise. My spot is not padded. I'm in my living room. In my home office, deal with it or don't deal with it. But this is what we're doing. So anyway, I got my notes to stay on topic. So I stopped drinking soda. I started doing more green teas for antioxidants. So that's what I started. Yeah, you know, my speech is a little off. Okay, I'm not perfect. Okay, I didn't go to a speech coach. I'm not going to a speech coach. This is who I am. Authentic, original, this is how I talk. Deal with it. deal with it. I started drinking a lot of water, right? And I started exercise. I always exercise. I'm an exercise nut. I've always stayed in shape or try to keep myself in shape, doing some type of exercise and walking, running, weightlifting, calisthenics. I was heavy into yoga. Bikram yoga. I'm so heavy into yoga. I love meditating and stuff like that. So that also helps keep your immune system strong and builds up your immune system. You know, this is the whole thing. The whole thing about this corona, because I feel like we've come off topic a little because it's hot. So we've kind of forget that we're in a plague. We're in the stage of a virus that's spreading and it's still killing. That we have to keep our immune system strong. And, you know, like I said, I think I said earlier that a storm is coming, meaning that, you know, we have to be prepared. We have to get canned goods. We have to stack up our apartment. So if we have to be what they call it, sheltered in, this time we'll be more prepared. We won't have long lines outside of the supermarket or fighting over toilet paper. It's crazy, people fighting over toilet paper. So anyway, stay on subject, Joe. Stay on topic. Stay on the subject. So liver, you know, detoxing the liver, cleaning out your gut. You know, some of the things you can do for your liver is turmeric, taking turmeric, ginger, you know, apples are good for fiber, garlic is good for your blood, and lemon juice. These things can you can contribute to your healthcare and you know, things that you could do to keep your immune system strong. You know, and another thing that the virus does, because my first subject is going to be about health, and then I'll go into politics, or later I'll go into film, just things some of my friends are business owners, and I'm going to talk to them. You know, I started getting to, since I started sitting on my, well, not sitting, staying inside my house, because people who saw my page knew I was out every day into the mist. Every day I was out moving around when people were sitting, watching me move around the city. So, you know, another thing that we have to do during this time is mucus, because, you know, the virus attacks our immune system, but the mucus, you know, there's a guy called Dr. Sabi, just in case you didn't know, they said most diseases is in the mucus of your body. And what you might want to do is clean out the mucus, meaning that, you know, sage, thyme, garlic, what else is there? Peppermint, oregano, oil of oregano, I'll get into that in a minute, eucalyptus. I used to do a lot of eucalyptus in the sauna. And, you know, a lot of things that brings our immune system down is emotional stress. You know, we become emotionally stressed about what's going on, watching a lot of TV. I mean, to be honest with you, I watched so much TV that I felt like I had the virus. And I was just going through anxiety and panic attacks, which is just normal if you're sitting there watching the damn TV every day. But anyway, so, and another phenomenon which was crazy was sea moss. Everybody was taking sea moss, sea moss, sea moss, sea moss. And just sea moss is an algae which comes from the ocean, which has been used for hundreds and hundreds of years, and think in even biblical times. You can research it, just Google it. Some of the, let me see if I can remember some of the benefits. Oh, some of the benefits of sea moss, it has 92 minerals, right? It supports your heart. It's very good with your digestive system. Let me tell you something. When I go to the bathroom now, I don't even smell. There's no smell coming out because I don't eat none of the trash I used to eat. But I can smell the sea moss coming. It's unbelievable. I don't want to talk about my poop. But they say your ass don't stink. I'm not going to curse. My ass don't stink. it helps with your weight, you know, especially being plant-based. You know, I lost 60, 70 pounds, and I've kept it off in 5 years. So I'm nice and lean and toned. So, you know, the leaner you look, the younger you look. I'm 49 years old. You know, I got grays it comes with, but I don't think I look like a 49-year-old. My skin is clear. My bone structure is good. But anyway, we're not going to talk about me. It's great for post-workouts, you know, recovery. You know, it's a great, you know, after you work out. I take it before and after. And I take it with, like, some vegan protein. I started putting vegan protein into my body because everybody's asking, where you get your protein from? I get it from my greens. Kale. Look up kale. See how much protein you get out of kale. Look up spinach. It also helps with, it helps with your thyroid, ladies. You know, women have a lot of thyroid problems. Men do too. But if you detox and start putting these good things into your body, you can support and get a healthy thyroid. What else? It helps with your immune system. My hair is incredible, y'all. My hair is so rich and thick. My nails are growing, and it helps with all this stuff. It helps with your metabolism. You know, a lot of us don't understand. Once you're sitting around and you're doing nothing, your metabolism slows up. But if you're active and you have about 5 small meals a day, it speeds up your metabolism and you start losing weight. You know, we don't even, you know, we have to do research on these things. So another thing I use is oil of oregano. You know, oil of oregano is off the hook. You know, it's another holistic thing that I use. You know, we all run to the doctors for everything. Try to use something holistic. Not saying that you shouldn't go to the doctors, but no, it's all chemicals and you're just a dollar and a bill, you know? So anyway, some of the stuff I use, I had some drops today. I have 2-3 drops under the tongue, is oil of oregano. It helps with bacteria. It treats fungal infections, antioxidants. I can't pronounce that. So, inflammatory, you know, inflammation when you get pains and stuff like that. It helps heal wounds. It relieves pain, canker sores. It helps fight cancer. It helps with weight loss. All these things that it helps with. And it burns, so you might want to chase it or dilute it. I put 2-3 drops under my tongue, and I chase it with some water. What else is there? Oh, another thing I did that I was taking with the was moringa tea. Now, moringa tea is a tea that I saw online of people talking about it, people telling me about it, and I went and got it. I did some research before I went and got it. And let me tell you how good. It helps with your skin. It helps with... It helps with your liver, protecting your liver. It helps with preventing and treating cancer. It helps with stomach pains. It helps fight bacterias. It makes your bone thicker, mood disorders, your cardiovascular system, and it treats diabetes. I used to have diabetes, y'all. So I had diabetes. I went to the doctor one day, and the doctor checked my blood and stuff like that, and they told me to come back, and they found out I had diabetes in my system or in my blood. They thought maybe it was because I told them I had like a coffee and some sugar and some cake that morning. So they had me come back and take another test. And they was like, no, you have diabetes. So I was living with that, taking my pills, you know, like most people do. And then I was dealing with somebody and they got me off of it and started showing me little things. But I still didn't listen. I was still eating meat and everything else. And, you know, we always think that sugar is the cause of diabetes. And if you look and you do a deep search and you do a Google search and a YouTube search, you'll see meat is one of the main causes of diabetes. Beef is one of the main causes of diabetes. Check that out. Just do a Google search for it. It also helps with asthma. Like a lot of us have asthma. And that's what also is killing us is asthma. You know, because the coronavirus gets on that asthma and it's over. It helps with kidneys, it helps with high blood pressure, it improves your eyesight, and it helps with treating sickle cell disease. See, these things are holistic. I'm not saying it's the all of all. But what I'm saying is we can start moving into a more holistic lifestyle. We can get off the pills and the medications that the doctor gives. I go to the doctor, they give me medications, I read what's in it, and some of the side effects are like, why would I ever put that? Or it can damage your liver, it can damage your kidney, it can damage this, it can cause you to have hallucinations. Why would I do that when I just change the way I eat certain foods to help that, to boost my immune system, and also pray, and also but do with the right thing to keep my body healthy and strong, mentally, physically, and spiritually. You know, I don't want to sound too preachy, but, you know, this is my first podcast. I want to keep it, you know, to a minimum. I don't want to get too crazy. But I am going to get crazy because I like this kind of, It's cool. And I just feel like we can all do our part. You know, we can all find out stuff to help us and start giving out the information towards each other, you know, because we're all a community, you know, so, what else? I don't know. What else can we talk about today? What else is that I can talk about is August 20th. My first podcast, it's at night. I feel good, you know. I feel incredible, actually, because it feels like such an accomplishment to do this. You know, I say I want to do something, I usually do it. What else I could talk about? I have a clothing company called Energy, which is a sports line. I also have a motivational line called motivationalhealth.com. You can check that out. This show is sponsored by them. Hopefully, I can put some drops on there. What else is there? What else did I like to do? I'm heavy into meditating. I started meditating like last year, and before the coronavirus hit, I was meditating, and there was a spot in Harlem where I could do acupuncture, and I was doing some acupuncture, and it was really helping me. Sorry about that noise. It was really helping me with my stress and my anxiety, because I suffered from anxiety. You know, I could be in a train and I'll just snap on people. You're like, they're just too close to me and everything is closed in, and I just feel like I just shut down. Or I just get a little crazy, a little buggy. And I figured that out by just Googling it and seeing what anxiety was. You know, I think all of us suffer from depression on some levels or not. Also, I have my books, prayerandjuice.com. You can check out some of the books, the ebooks that I wrote. And I'm proud of that. I don't talk about that as much as I should, but, you know, it is what it is. Like the Mad King. The Mad King, we have to really start getting out there and start, pressuring and getting our brothers and sisters of all races. You know, hopefully we can start voting. We can vote, not start voting. But if you haven't voted, and get this madman out of the office. We'll talk about politics later on in another segment, in another show. Segment, I should say show. Now, mind you now, I'm doing this all on the cuff. I've studied other people, podcasts and watching them and watch how they do it. And I'm just developing my own. And what I like about this is I'm building a website for it called supertalks.com. You can drop your email on there. What I'm doing is I'm learning how to promote my own content. And as we all should, this is my own content. It's all produced by me. So if you guys want to help out, meaning if you like what I said or you like some of the stuff I'm doing, you can always, support or become a sponsor. You can leave $2, $1. My Cash App is Suba Media LLC. I'm just grateful if anybody can help out, because this is a lot of work, yo. So, you know, we'll be doing more of this and more of that. I just feel like we all should prepare for what's about to come. You know, I'm not trying to put scare in anybody or be an alarmist. What I'm just saying is we should be prepared. We should not be caught off guard with this. You know, over 160,000 people dead. People don't want to believe the numbers and this and that, but there is something out there that's harming us. Oh, you know, this is what I love. They try to compare compare the flu to this virus, to the corona, where the flu killed people over years, and the coronavirus in 6 months killed 160,000 people. And, you know, I don't get when people try to compare it, but, you know, it is what it is. I know I'm starting to say that a lot, right? You can compare it and do it as you want, you know, but we are in a state of a pandemic, and we need to protect ourselves and our family members, right? Especially the elderly. We should not forget the elderly, you know? What else is there, y'all? I know, like, I'm just trying to keep the conversation going, and sometimes it's good to not keep the conversation going. I think that's it, y'all. I think we're gonna shut it down. Thank you for tuning in. You know, if you want to contribute, you can, you know, contribute if you like. If not, you can contribute by just keep watching and becoming a member. Also, I have my YouTube page is Joe Suba. Also, I'm an actor. One of my favorite passions is acting. You can go to my acting page is joesuba.com, joesuba.com. You can also contribute there, maybe download one of my films. You know, if you want to contribute, maybe get a t-shirt, Suba Talks t-shirt on motivationandfaith.com. That's where the t-shirts are. You know, and just to start a movement of getting healthy and keeping ourselves in shape, because, you know, like, winter is coming, y'all, and we really got to be prepared. I know it's late, but I think I'm going to have me a shake. All right, y'all. Peace out.